Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine.
All together.
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivasesam So, we'll sing this song we have in front of us in a nice raga for this time of day. It's called Asabari. And the first two lines will be a chorus. So, in between each set of lines, everybody all together at the same time, we'll sing the first two lines.
Jivanajudava Come on, love,
Everybody should come and sit on my lap. So I'm a vegetarian. Don't be nervous. Come all the way. Oh, I mean, good. This way, when he starts falling asleep, I can reach it here, okay? That's better. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shivasari Gora Bhakta Brinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Don't go too fast. Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gora Bhakta Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gora Bhakta Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya
Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. She prayed Dr. Nityananda Prabhu ke. She prayed Purushottam Sachinandana Gaurahari ke. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ke. She Madhudurasa Ganaiti Murti Mahabhav Prakash Jagannath Swami ke. She Jagannath, she Baladev, Shrimati Subhadramai Sudarshanju ke. Shri Radha Gopi Vallabha ke. Goprema Nandi Hari Hari Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ke. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Gora Vraganya Gana Gotra Guloru Haram Goranga Gura Tamagopyara Kopa Briksham Gopala Gada Ratidam Yati Singha Gora Govinda Deshi Kavaram Satatam Namami Uttama adama kichuna bachila jachiya dileka kola Kahe premananda hemona goranda hridaya dariya bola Bhaja goranda kaha goranda laha gorangera namare bolo Bhaja goranda kaha goranda laha gorangera namare Jijana goranga bhaje se hoy amar pran re Jijana goranga bhaje se hoy amar pran re Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Padambuja Bhakti Labhya Prema Bidana Parama Pumata Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madhavir Api Gopala Srikriyat kripaya jari tadaiva sambhaya pitva rishayustat priya janaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya sasanatana rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Brajabala bapahima Vancha kalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Giradha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, there's a nice prayer by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, which is very appropriate for us in front of us today. He describes it, Marashi Maru Sanchara, Kinam Gam Gokurum Mukim, Santa Pushna Vimam Snigda, Karna Kasra Sanido. He says that the kata, the thing we'd like to speak about today, is just like a cow. And cows, they don't like to live in Boston. It's a very dangerous place. Cows want to go to Vrindavan. So this cow, in the form of this kata, it wants to go to Vrindavan. But the poor cow, it's suffering on the desert of my tongue. So this is where all of you come in. It's not Krishna kata. Hearing Krishna Katha is not a passive thing. It's an active thing. So this is audience participation. He says that Santa Pushna Vimam Snigda. Snigda means very affectionate. And Santa doesn't refer to Santa Claus, but it refers to saintly persons. That's all of you. He says, may all the saintly persons present here today, may you give shelter to this poor cow in the form of this Katha. By giving them that shelter of the lake of water in your ears. Please do that. So this is a very nice song by the poet Prema Das. I'd like to say just a few words about the song, and I have some kind of rambling ideas I'd like to just speak something about today, about entering into Vrindavan. And this song speaks about that. The poet describes it, Hari Hari, Nitai Kabe. Kabe means when. Nitai Kabe, Karuna Koribe. When is it going to happen that Lord Nityananda Prabhu is really merciful to me? When am I really going to get the mercy of Nityananda? What is that mercy of Nityananda? This song describes that. Samsara Bhasanamura Kabi Dhurahubi. He said, then at that time, this samsara bhasana, now these attachment that I have to wife and family and home, attachment to this material world, all those things will run away from Lord Nityananda. Just Lord Nityananda is like a big person with a stick. And all this samsara bhasana is like a kukur, like a dog, which will run away when Lord Nityananda comes. So when will that day come? Kabiva kangala beshe brindavane jaba. When will that day come when I become, when I dress up kangala beshe? At least I dress up like a beggar. Even if I'm not really a beggar, but at least I present myself like that. I've been presenting myself as a big, wealthy person, intellectual, a beautiful, handsome person. So when will that day come when I give up all that and I just present myself as a beggar? And I'm coming to Vrindavan. When will I live in Vrindavan? Shyamakunda Radhakunda Noyane Haribe. When will I be able to actually see Shyamakunda and Radhakunda? Not just that I go there and it has a bad smell. There's somebody spit in the water. Not nice. I only see the external things. When will that day come when I actually enter into Vrindavan? Vangsi Vata Chaya Giya Jivana Jiraiva. When will that day come when I obtain the chaya, or the shade, of that Vangsi Vat tree, the place where Krishna plays his flute and where he dances with the gopis, which is right near the Gopeshwar Mahadev temple in Vrindavan. And when I have the shade of that tree there, the shade of that Rasleela, then Giya Jivana Judava, then my life will be cooled off. I have this tapa, or this fever. I'm burning and burning and burning. I have this desire, that desire, and I want more and more and more. But when I take shelter under that tree in Vrindavan, the Bamsivat, and I get the shade there, then that hot heat of the sun of my desires will finally cool off and stop. Kabi, when? Kabi Govardhana Mule Gada Gadi Diba. Mule means at the root or the base of. When will I go to the base of Govardhan Hill and Gada Gadi Diba? When will I start rolling and rolling on the ground like a mad person? If you go out in the streets in Boston and you start rolling on the ground, they'll call the police and they'll take you away and lock you up in a little cell. But when will that day come when I can give up everything and I can go to the base of Govardhan Hill? I don't want to go on Govardhan Hill. Nija Nikata Nibhasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. He gives some indication also of this prayer of Raghunath Das Goswami, the Govardhan Basa Pratana Dasakam. Nija Nikata Nibhasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. That when will that day come when I have residence near Govardhan? We wrote some article about the caves of Govardhan. And there's one cave, you can actually see it from down below. There's actually a couple caves you can see from down below. You have to know where to look. Very difficult places to find. There's one you can see, there's some bricks up there. There's a little structure. And the local Brijbasis, they told us, let me have it. I'll show you a picture of that cave. The local Brijbasis, they told us a story about that cave. This is it right here on the right side page. You have to return this magazine. Okay? But we'll call it these. So there's one sadhu from Mumbai. He went a few years ago, and he was staying there, and they told him, Baba, we don't stay on Govardhan Hill. We stay near Govardhan Hill. We want to reside near Govardhan. He said, no, it's no problem. I'm taking shelter of Giriraj like this. He said, Baba, it's not a safe thing. There are many sap, many snakes living in the caves of Govardhan Hill. And those are not ordinary snakes. We had some Brijbasi walk on the hill. You can pass it around. And take some photos of some of these caves. And the Panda refused to take her into the cave. He said, because there's snakes in there. And poisonous snakes. Well, that's one reason not to go inside. He said, but that's not the real reason. The real reason is, those are not actually snakes. They're great rishis living in those caves. And they don't like it if you disturb their bhajan. So this fellow disregarded that. Disregarded this injunction, Kabe Govardhan Mule, that we want to stay at the foot of Govardhan. Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhan Atwam. We want to stay near Giriraj. And he was staying in the cave. And they found his body one day. He'd been bitten in the head twice by one of the snakes. And he died. So it's not a recommended thing. Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhan Atwam. Raghunath Das Goswami speaks in this way, that we should want to reside near Govardhan. Now, another meaning of this phrase, the Sanskrit phrase from Raghunath Das Goswami, and a meaning also of this, another meaning is Kabi Govardhan Mule. There's two meanings. One is, depending on the Sanskrit and how you do the Sunday, Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam, please let me have residence near you. But Tva also means quality. We say Vaishnav Atva, the quality of being a Vaishnav. So a second meaning is, Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to Giriraj, oh my dear Giriraj, you're a great devotee. Hantaya Madhura Bala Hari Dasa Varyo. Sri Radhika Bhakta Chandra, he writes it, Sri Radhika Bhakta Chandra, from the moon of Lord Radharani's mouth, came this verse, Hantaya Madhura Bala Hari Dasa Varyo, saying that Giriraj Govardhan is the greatest devotee. So, another meaning of Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam, depending on the Sunday how you do it, is, oh Giriraj, please let me develop qualities like you. Giriraj is the greatest devotee, and we've made one entire magazine about that subject matter. And then, at the foot of Govardhan Hill, I'll roll and roll in the dust, like a madman. Maya moha purusha, purusha deha, kabiva chadiva. Chadiva means to give up. When will that day come when I give up this purusha deha? Well, one meaning of that is this male body. But it's not just a gender thing. Don't think because you have a female body, you're better. Bodies are better in some ways, but male bodies are also better in other ways. Not like one is necessarily overall better. But the meaning of this is Purush means that attitude, that Purusha Abhiman, or the attitude that I am the enjoyer of everything. Once Lord Shiva, he wanted to enter into the Rasalila. And Brinda Devi told him, you want to enter? You come with me. Come. So she took Lord Shiva to Mansarovar, a place where Radharani becomes very angry with Krishna. And she told him, you take bath here. And he took bath there, and he came out. It was an instant sex change operation. And he came out. Now he was a gopi. He became Gopishwar. And then he was able to enter into that Rasalila. But there was a problem. When he entered into that Rasalila, he didn't know what he was supposed to do. He didn't go through any bhakta training. Is there any bhakta training? What do you do in the Rasalila? He entered into the rock here, he's kind of standing there. And at that time, the gopis, they came. Ha! Who is this? Hey, maybe it's another demon. Just like Putana. manifested a false form, and she looked like a devotee, just like Batsasura, Palumbasura. And Shankachuta all took on false forms and looked like devotees, but they weren't. So who is this? Looks like a gopi. He said, what's your name? I don't know. This just kind of happened to me. He said, where do you live? The gopi's asking, I don't know. He said, who's your husband? I don't know that either. It's a demon. They started to beat him.
Oh, no.
And then Krishna came. Hey, do-de-de-de, stop. It's okay. It's Gopishwar Mahadev. He's all right. And he told Gopishwar, you can't come in, but you can stand at the entrance and guard things. So if we want to enter into Braj, it's not such a simple thing. If you want to enter into Vaikuntha, that's not so hard. It said that mukti tucha falohoi, nama basa hoite. That Chaitanya Charitamrita states that mukti, liberation of Vaikuntha, that's tucha fala. That's an insignificant fruit of even nama bas. You're walking across the street, you know, you say, what are those Hare Krishnas over there? And you're making fun of Hare Krishna. You're making fun of the devotees. And all of a sudden a truck runs you over. And you die. Huh? And what happens? Mukti tucha fala, you can get liberation. Pragosh Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple, wonderful book distributor, told a story once that they used to sell a lot of books to the, they used to call them the boys, the military men. And one day at the airport, an elderly woman approached him with a Bhagavad Gita in her hand and a photograph. And she showed him the photograph and she said, do you recognize this person? He meets so many people every day. She said, well, you sold him a book. She said, he just got released from the military, and I picked him up at the airport, take him home, I'm his mother. And as we're going home in the truck, suddenly he was reading this book, and the truck hit a bump, and it hit his head on the top of the truck, and he died on the spot. Is there any? And she said, I want to know, he was reading this chapter called Chapter 8, Attaining the Supreme. Is that significant? It's not such a hard thing. Mukti tucha falohai, nama basa hoite. Don't be like the religionists who are hankering and hankering for liberation. I want to go to heaven. We want to go beyond heaven. We want to go beyond Vaikuntha. But our interest really, we're not interested even in liberation. We want to enter into the groves of Vrindavan so that we can render service. But if we don't understand, if we haven't fully developed our consciousness, if we haven't fully developed our bhakti, you can't enter into that place. You may be able to enter into Vaikuntha, but you can't enter into Braj. And the problem is, once you get liberation, once you get that kind of liberation, personal liberation, it stops there. It's just like someone who picks a rose, and the rose is just budding. It won't develop any further. It'll stop at that point. Jiva Goswami, in his commentary on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says that sometimes Krishna makes someone take birth thousands of times, someone who's chanting the holy name, he makes them take birth over and over and over again until they get it right. Until they're ready for Vrindavan. And that's real mercy. Otherwise, liberation, mukti tucha falohoi, that's a very insignificant thing. We don't hanker for that. So we have to give up this purusha abhiman, that I am the controller, I am the enjoyer of things. And that, again, doesn't just mean giving up a male body, but it means giving up the attitude that I am the enjoyer. We may have a female body, but we're also thinking, I am the enjoyer, Everything revolves around me. And this is also Purusha Abhiman. Sakir Anuga Hoya, Charana Seviva. When will that day come when I can serve the Sakis, the lotus feet of the divine couple? That's our desire. Sri Rupa Manjari Sakir Ashraya Laiba. When will I actually be able to fully take shelter of Sri Rupa Manjari? We understand him as Rupa Goswami, something. But when will I see that form as Rupa Manjari and take shelter of him? Bhama Pasi Rahi Angi Chamana Dulaba. When will I be standing by the side, on the left side? Bhama Pasi, Bhama means left. Bhama Pasi Rahi Angi. Angi means like a limb, like a part of Rupa Manjari's body. And Chamara Dulaba. And I can offer this Chamara fan to the divine couple. Ekaseni Jugala Kishore Basaibe. When will I offer the Yugal Kishore an asan? But Ekasane, Ekasane, one asan. And indirectly, it's a very high thing. The author of the song is referring to Manjari Bhav. Because that's the nature of the Manjaris. They bring Radha and Krishna together. They don't offer them two asanas. Okay, you sit over there, and you sit over there. That's not rasa, but they bring them together on one asana. Ekasane yugala kishobasaiva. Ekamala. I'll give them one mala and put it around both their necks. Duhungali kabiva parava. Kandala haiya braje giya. Now, before he said, when will I dress like a kangala? I dress like a madman. He said, now when will I become a madman? Not just a dress, but I'm actually going to become a mad person, a beggar, a real beggar. When will I wander about? Brahmiba means to wander. When will I wander about? Braji giya kabiva brahmiba. When will I wander about in Braj? In the spiritual world. And he says, Gari Gari Madukari Bhiksha Magi Kaba. Kaba means kai, means to eat. In Bengali, it's not like in English, we say we drink, or we smoke, but in Bengali, kai for everything. You eat a cigarette, you eat water, it's the same word for everything. Gari Gari Madukari. When will that day come when I go from door to door doing madhukari, begging from all the residents of Vrindavan? And what am I begging from them? I'm not begging money. I'm not begging food. But I'm begging from them their bhav, their feelings. Premadasa kohi kabe hena bhagya habe. When will that day come? The author Premadas says, the kabe hena bhagya habe. Bhagya means good fortune. When will this good fortune come to me in all these ways? Gauranga Balite Mora. When will that day come when I call out Gauranga? And I really call out Gauranga with my heart. And Mora Papa Prana Jabe. When will I leave this body which is just made out of sin? A very beautiful song. There's some very profound points. We can't enter into Vrindavan without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So the author is singing, Hari Hari Nittai Kabe Karuna Koribe. When will that day come when I get Nittai's mercy? And what does Nittai's mercy mean? It means I have no more material desires. And how does Nityananda Prabhu give his mercy? Well, maybe he comes and gives you a nice garland, a pat on the head. He doesn't do like that. Nityananda Prabhu has a very special way he distributes mercy. He kicks people. Just like... No. Just like Lord Nityananda kicked... On his way to Jagannath Puri every year. Anyone remember? Or dead?
No.
He said, may all your children die. His wife started crying, and he said, very, very good. The Lord does not have kicked him because he was busy doing other things, and he was late with his meal. He took care of all the devotees every year. We went to his house once, and not so far from Kolkata.
Shivananda
Sen. Thank you. That's the mercy of Lord Nityananda. When we get kicked, we need a good kick sometimes. If we don't get a good kick, then everything's okay. I'm just kind of cruising along, and maybe I'll get some mercy in the future. Everything's all right. And we're thinking like that. But when everything is destroyed, we lose all of our friends, we lose our loved ones, we lose our wealth, and all the Dehapatya, the soldiers, the false soldiers that we depend upon in this world, when all those false soldiers are taken away, those soldiers which defend our life, then we have nothing else left to do. We can really call out from our heart. We can really call out to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So this is required if we want to enter into Vrindavan. I'd like to read to you part of a talk. Was an arrival lecture Srila Prabhupada gave in 1975 when he arrived in Dallas. And listen to what he says. Prabhupada's speaking in a very, very sweet way. Listen carefully, please. Krishna in Vrindavan has got a great family. He's got his father. He's got his mother, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. He's got so many friends, hundreds and thousands of boyfriends, girlfriends, the trees, the plants, the flowers, the fruits, the land, the water, the cows, the calves. He's surrounded by a great family. He's not a single person. Suppose if we say, now the president is coming. So president means he's not only coming alone. He's coming with secretaries, his ministers, his military secretary, and so many people, some soldiers and bodyguards. He's not alone. So if a material president who's insignificant is always surrounded by his associates, so the Supreme Being, how he is associated with his surroundings, you can just imagine. He cannot be alone. That is Krishna. And Prabhupada says, listen to this very nice sentence, very important for all of us. This Krishna consciousness movement means to train up people to be detached from this false family and to enter into the real family. It means to train people to enter into the real family of Vrindavan, to become really bridge bossies. It's said that there are three types of bridge bossies. Bridge boss, boss means residence, means someone who's living in Vrindavan. There's three types of persons, it said. One is someone who's born in Vrindavan, by Janma, they're a bridge bossy. The second is someone who shifts there. They were living in Estonia, and they shifted to Vrindavan, and now they're a bridge bossy living in Vrindavan. But are the first two necessarily really bridge bossies? Shall I tell you something that disturb your mind, maybe? Do you know that Kamsa and Putana, I once went to the village of Putana, where she was born. They're both born in Braj. Is Kamsa a Brijbasi? What would you say? He says, yes. A little confusing, I'm not really sure. Is he a Brijbasi or is he not a Brijbasi? He's born in Braj. He's not a Brijbasi. He's not living in Vrindavan. Krishna's yoga maya potency covers the dham. And those persons who are not qualified, they can't enter into it. But that proto-maya energy of yoga maya, she covers the dham. And so they're on top of the dham, but they're not actually in it. So similarly, someone with great hope moves from Estonia to Vrindavan, to the Russian house, just a little behind Krishna Balaram Mandir, and buys a flat there. And he says, yes, now I'm going to be a Brijbasi. Is that really being a Brijbasi? What if that person is smoking and drinking and doing all kinds of nonsense? They're not a Brijbasi. So these first two types of persons, we're not really sure. Someone's a bridge bossy by birth. Someone's a bridge bossy by residence, by shifting there. But the third person is a real bridge bossy. Someone who by their chinta, by their consciousness, is living in Vrindavan. And that may be in Boston. That may be in New York. That may be in Estonia. It may be in Moscow. It may be anywhere in the world. If someone is really thinking in Vrindavan, someone is absorbed in Vrindavan, then they're present in Vrindavan. But it's not such a cheap, easy thing to enter into the Dham. And there's a mystery also about Braj. This is described in Nanda Vrindavan Champu by Srila Kavi Karnapur. Please bear with me while I read a little Sanskrit. He says, Go gopa gopi kulera sangeye vilasata mahaya vaikuntiya goloke ohate paya shobha opaya kintu balyari lila tata asura nasadi. Lila e bhoma gokula bina shobha paya na. He says that previously he's saying that although Madhurja Rasa is prominent in Vrindavan, the previous verse only mentions about parental love. And he says there's a reason for this, because go gopa gopi kulera sangi je bilas, those pastimes with the cows and the cowherd boys, cowherd men, and the gopis, they also go on eternally in the spiritual world. He said, but kintu balyari lila, Krishna's bala lila, his pastimes as a small child. The pastimes of Krishna, lila, e bhoma gokula bina shobha payana, excuse me, here it is, balyari lila tata asura nasadi. Nasa means to destroy, to kill the demons. The pastimes of Krishna's bala lila, the pastimes of Krishna's janma lila, the pastimes of Krishna's killing of demons, those only take place here in Bhumi Vrindavan. And this Vrindavan here in the material world. He says, therefore, ekane bhavati nadie, bhavitam kshameta dilyate bhojajache madhurja mandita bhoma gokule lilara jemane pachalata aishvarya da maha vaikunte temana sambhava noi. So one should understand that the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes that take place here, they're not present in the spiritual world. Well, this is a very interesting thing. And this is a key, a way for us to enter into that spiritual world. It's a very big topic. And already I've gone too much in philosophy, but I'd like to say something more to you about this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Chaitanya Sikshamrita, he speaks about the same subject. He says, Nama bhajana kari sadaka pratame hari sambodhane harir nikata haraha e pratikula bhajana shakti pratana kori ben. Someone who's a nam bhajana kori sadak, who's taking shelter of the holy name, that devotee should first of all call out to the Lord and pray to the Lord for the power to give up all the unfavorable items that block my entrance into Braj. Tata korite parile bhakta chitta sodite hoibe. By doing this, the devotee's heart becomes purified. And he says, Krishna je shakalera asura ke vada koriyachan se shakalera chaitya raje utpatya dhura koriyabhara abhipraye harira nikata sadainye krandana koriya bhalile Hari se shakala anartake dura korena. All the demons that Krishna killed, they all represent different obstacles for us to go to our eternal home of Vrindavan. And when the devotee, he says very humbly, sadainye means in a very humble way, sadainye krandana, cries. And calls out to the Lord, then Krishna removes all those different obstacles for us to enter into Vrindavan. How does that take place? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says another interesting thing, this time in Krishna Samhita, about who is it that is residing in Vrindavan. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, here it is. In Krishna Samhita, in his commentary on chapter 7, text 1, he says the mood of Golok is reflected. Just as an image is reflected in a mirror, the mood of Golok is reflected in the conditioned living entity's hearts, wherein the pastimes of Krishna are also eternally manifest. Krishna's pastimes manifest in this world, and they also manifest in the hearts of the living entities. Therefore, according to the devotee's qualification, at a particular time, Krishna is taking birth in some devotee's heart. In another devotee's heart, he's stealing the gopi's clothes. And in another devotee's heart, he's doing a rasleela. And in another devotee's heart, he's killing putana. And in another devotee's heart, he's killing kamsa. And in another devotee's heart, he's having an affair with Kubja. And in another devotee's heart, he enacts his disappearance in the heart of a devotee who's leaving his body. This is Krishna leaves this world. So he enacts his disappearance in the heart of a devotee who's leaving his body. As the living entities are innumerable, the planets are also. As one pastime takes place in one planet, another pastime takes place in another planet. In this way, each pastime continually takes place. So all these pastimes are going on continuously. But how do we enter into them? They manifest in the heart of a devotee. So we want to enter into the heart of that devotee. We want to hear Krishna Katha from the lips of such a devotee. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jiva Dharma, he says that there's two divisions of Shravana Dasa. Shravana Dasa means the platform of hearing. And one is Kramasuda Shravana Dasa, and the other is Kramahina Shravana Dasa. Kramasuda, what is the difference between the two? Kramasuda Shravana Dasa means you're hearing, and you're also hearing the pastimes of Krishna. But Kramahina Shravana Dasa means you're not hearing the pastimes of Krishna. Maybe you're going to Mangal Artik every day. Maybe you're chanting 16 rounds. That's very nice. But if you're not hearing the pastimes of Krishna, this thing won't take birth in our heart. We have to hear that from a devotee. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he instructed all the devotees every day they should hear Krishna book. And Srila Prabhupada, he also described in one lecture in Los Angeles. We just printed this excerpt in our last Krishna Kathamrita Bindu magazine. Listen to what he probably said. One who is not attracted by Krishna's pastimes will be attracted by President Johnson's pastimes. It was a long time ago he said that. Or maybe President Trump's pastimes, right? And there's so many of those. You could read on and on. Huh? Prabhupada said, sorry to ruin your day. One has to be attracted. One will be attracted by the dog's pastimes. Hmm? It's confirmed. Hmm? Don't you see how a person is serving a dog? The dog passes urine, and the human being is standing there waiting. He's serving the dog. Hmm? He's a human being, and he's waiting for the dog to pass urine. So he's attending, he's helping the pastimes of the dog. So if you're not attracted by the pastimes of God, you'll have to be attracted by the pastimes of dog. We either be attracted by the pastimes of G-O-D, or we'll be attracted by the pastimes of D-O-G. There is no other alternative, either Maya or Krishna. The atheists and agnostics deny Krishna's pastimes, and therefore they remain attracted by the pastimes of this material world. So this is required. We want to hear, but that hearing is different types of hearing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his commentary on the first verse of Shikshastaka. He says that there's two different types, broad categories of faith, Shraddha. There's Lokik Shraddha, common faith, and there's Paramarthik Shraddha, or transcendental faith. And of Paramarthik Shraddha, there's two types again. Transcendental faith. One is Sashastra Avadharinamoyi Shraddha, or faith which is based on Shastra. Reading the books every day. But it's not really such a personal thing, because the book doesn't talk to you. But I'm reading the books, and I have some faith, and that's Paramarthik Shraddha. That's transcendental faith. But the second type of faith is Bhagavat Lila Madhuja Lobamui Shraddha. Faith which is based on hearing Krishna Katha from someone who has greed, and that greed then comes to our heart. The first type of Paramarthik Shraddha, Bhaktivinoda says, is Sashastra Avadharanamoyi Shraddha, is characterized by fear. Ooh, if I don't do this, if I don't go to Mangal Artik every day, they're not going to give me prasadam. Life's tough. I have to be serious. I'm afraid. So out of fear, I behave in a certain way. But better than that is Bhagavat Lila Madhuja Lobamoyi Shraddha. And this is this kind of faith which leads one into Vrindavan. When we hear about the pastimes of Krishna from the devotees. And so many wonderful, wonderful pastimes are there. We're saying so many things. And you're probably thinking, well, this is nice, but we thought we were going to hear something of some pastimes of Vrindavan. So we should hear a little something. I'd like to sing you a little something from the very wonderful Rasik Vaishnav, Bilva Mangala Thakur. And this will tell you the kind of things that are going on in Vrindavan. Dutal. So, can you all repeat after me? Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Boy, can you do it? Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govatsa Balai Sushukaka Paksham Vadnantumam Boja Dalaya Saksham Uvacha Mata Jivukam Grihidva Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Bolo. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Bolo. Govinda Damodara. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Harinam Chintamani, he says that Name Prasvatito Hoy Rupa Guna Karma. From the name of Krishna, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, all of a sudden comes. Name Prasvatito means to blossom. When that name blossoms in our heart, Name Prasvatito Hoy Rupa, the first thing is, you see Krishna. Oh, he's so beautiful. Guna, then you realize Krishna's qualities, his sweetness, his kindness. And then karma, you see Krishna's lila. You see his activities, his pastimes. So this pastime describes Govatsa Balai Sisukaka Paksham. On one occasion, Krishna was milking the cows in the Goshala. And one of his friends was there, and maybe he was dozing off a little bit. And so then Krishna came up behind him very quietly. And he took his sika, and he tied his sika to the tail of a calf.
Oh my God.
he was doing that, huh? Who would that be who has a seeker? Who has a seeker in Krishna Lila? Madhavanga. And then all of a sudden, Mother Yashoda came in. Ha! Govinda Damodara Madhava Ki. Govinda Damodara Madhava Ki. Bolo. Mother Yashoda said, "Hey, Govinda Damodara Madhavati, you badmash, rascal, what are you doing? You stop that." This is Braj Leela. So many things are there, and these things arise by hearing from saintly persons about the pastimes of Krishna, and by repeating those things. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada instructed that we should regularly hear Krishna Katha, we should regularly hear Krishna books. So I'd like to tell you a little story from a book we've been working on sometimes called Govinda Mangal. And Govinda Mangal was written by a devotee in the line of Shyamananda Prabhu. His name was Duki Shamdas. And he speaks here how Krishna... You may wonder where different things come from. According to the Bhagavad Gita, the 15th chapter, this world is like an upside-down banyan tree, and everything originates in the spiritual world. The Karuna Rasa, kindness, originates in the spiritual world. The kindness in this material world is a perverted reflection. And the eroticism in this material world, which is this lust, originates in the spiritual world in a very beautiful way, in the conjugal relationship of Radha and Krishna. But there's also other things which originate in the spiritual world too, such as the protection racket. The mafia does. And let me tell you a story about that. Okay? So one day, Krishna, thinking about different things in his mind, tabe ekadin, one day, Krishna vicharya mani, thinking about this, upanita hoyala eka gopira bhavani. He went to the house of a gopi. First, no, and then double time. We'll chant Hare Krishna response in double time.
Suna go sundari eka upadeshavani koro pahi korisa deya goyali.
Bolo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The word suno means listen. Suno go sundari. Go means a gwala, a gwalini, a gopi. Go sundari, my dear, beautiful gopi. Suno go sundari, eka upadeshavani. I want to give you some advice. Karapana karisar deha goyalini. She said, you should give me some cream. This is my advice to you. He said that, have you heard? There's been so much stealing going on lately. So many of the gopis' houses. Someone's been breaking into their house and stealing makan, stealing sar, cream. It's a very, very bad thing. Satya katha kahi. I tell you truthfully, if you give me some cream, you'll be protected from this. This is where the original protection racket came from. The mafia didn't think about this. This came from Krishna. But I'm telling you the truth. Sunya usatachita hoila goyalil. And when she heard that, she became very, very happy. And she brought a nice big bowl of cream. And little Gopal was feeling very proud of himself, very happy. Put his little hands, he's like 4-year-old, maybe 3 years old, putting out his little hands for her to pour some cream in his hand.
Govindera koro kahe nahila puran Krishna bole sarana suna gopi gan bolo
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Govinda koro tahi nahila puran. She poured, she had a big bowl, she poured everything in those little hands. But Krishna's hands weren't full. And Krishna looked very sad and looked up at her. This is not good. He said, you should bring some more. You bring me some more. Krishna bole sa ana suna gopi gan. Listen, gopi, you should bring some more to me.
Vyanta hoila goyalini, iha dinki suni, padashira ghara hoite, saramagi ani bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So when that gopi heard those words of Krishna, she went next door to her neighbor. That's what you do when you need some more sugar or salt or something, right? She went, can I borrow some cream from you? We have this problem with Krishna. She got all the cream from her neighbors. And Krishna's smiling. And she takes a big pot, little hands. He pours a big pot and little hands. And his hands are still not full. All the neighbors' houses, she's going again and again and again.
Satika handira sa imana prakare bare bare dila loya govindera kore bolo Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Ram Hare
Satika handira sa. They brought hundreds and hundreds of big pots of cream and they poured them into the little hands. A 3-4-year-old Gopal is looking so sweet and cute. And they pour it in his hands. And his hands still didn't fill up. They trying again and again and again.
Korapuna nahaila jadu mane hase kaila se sabasa e kaidara se bolo Hare Krishna
When Yadumani Krishna's hands were still not full, then Yadumani Hasi. Hasi means to laugh, to smile. Krishna began to laugh. And then those hundreds and hundreds, thousands of pots of cream, Krishna ate it up. Like one little morsel.
Deki chama kita gopi nake dila hate mucha ke hasia dihe dila gopi nata bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
When the gopi saw that, Deki means to see, chama kita means chamatkar. Shamakita, they all became astonished. How is this going on? And then, Muchaki Hasir, Drihe Gela Gopinath. And Gopinath, Krishna, he just smiled at them. And he went to his home. This is Vrindavan. And this is how we enter Vrindavan in this world. We have to have some aspiration. We have to make our consciousness that of Vrindavan. We want to make this world Vrindavan. We want to make a family in Vrindavan. But what does it mean to be a Brijbasi? It doesn't just mean someone who's born there, like Kamsa or Putana. It doesn't mean someone who's just living there. Who is someone who is just living there? There's a great personality. His name is Kaliya. And Kaliya was living for many yugas in the Jamuna River, but he couldn't stay. Now, Kaliya got special mercy, didn't he? Krishna put his footprints on his head. That's pretty good. I wouldn't mind having Krishna's footprints on my head. But did Kaliya really get mercy? Krishna drove him out of Vrindavan to go away. Why did Krishna drive Kaliya out? Although he gave him so much mercy, was it really mercy?
It was really mercy. That's another discussion, actually. But why did he drive him out of Vrindavan if he gave mercy to him? That doesn't sound like mercy. Go away. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, because Kaliya had not taken shelter of any of the Vrijvasis. Because if we want to enter into Vrindavan, it requires this thing. We have to enter into a family. We have to create a family. It's not such an easy thing to do, especially with so many people coming from different ethnic and cultural backgrounds and age backgrounds and financial backgrounds and things. We try to come together as one family. How can we do that? But it happens when we meditate on the desire of the spiritual master, the desire of Srila Prabhupada. And we try to please that desire. Then everybody comes on the same page. It happens when we come together and we hear Krishna Katha. It's said in Satyakatantra, Hari Lila Satochara, Pareshu Satatam Tvaya, Kaya Pritista Bahare, Yata Bhakti Nanashati. If you want to protect your bhakti, Yata Bhakti Nanashati. Nashati means to be destroyed. You don't want your bhakti to be destroyed. Then Hari Lila Satochara, Pareshu Satatam Tvaya, Kaya Pritis. We should learn to have priti, love, for devotees who are doing what? Who are having Krishna Katha. And then we can come together. And in such an atmosphere, there's no envy. There's no politics. It's not about management. We want to practice bhakti. And in the practice of bhakti, there's mukhya bhakti and there's gona bhakti. Mukhya bhakti is what? There's 64 different acts of bhakti. It also means navavidhi bhakti. 9 different types of bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, like that. It means Panchanga bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, what is Panchanga bhakti? Does anyone know? Panchanga bhakti means 5 types of bhakti. Means Krishna Kirtan, chanting the names of Krishna, Mathura Bas, living in Mathura, Sadhu Sangha, Bhagavat Shravan, and Sri Murtir Seva. It means chanting the holy names, doing sadhu sangha, living in the holy dham. This is also the holy dham as we're describing. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing the pastimes of Krishna, and worshiping the deity. There's a panchanga bhakti. And then there's gona bhakti. What is gona bhakti? Gona bhakti means things which are related to that bhakti. Gona bhakti means paying the electric bill. That's important. And you may collect money to pay the electric bill because it's for the temple, and it's an important thing. But it's not that everybody who pays electric bills in Boston gets bhakti, right? However, everybody who chants Hare Krishna in Boston will get bhakti. There's a difference in mukhya bhakti and gona bhakti. Gona bhakti may be management. Management is also required. And if Guru tells us you do this as a service, that's our bhakti. But it's gona. It's not mukhya, because management by itself doesn't give bhakti. Otherwise, all the CEOs would be pure devotees in the world, right? Management alone doesn't give bhakti. It's gona. We have to practice mukhya bhakti. And this is the purpose of this movement. Srila Prabhupada in Krishna book, he says, the purpose of this Krishna conscious movement is to provide a place for devotees to come together and hear about the pastimes of Krishna. This is our purpose. We should be engaged in these mukhya activities. The gona activities are also important. We should pay the electric bill. We should do the management. We should clean the building. We should do these different things. Those are important activities. And we do them connected with the mukhya activity. And by doing such thing, by keeping a focus on the mukhya, then we create a wonderful family atmosphere. And whether you're in Vrindavan in the spiritual world or whether you're in Vrindavan here, it no longer matters. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Gopal Kumar, as described, he went to the spiritual world. And from the spiritual world, from Goloka Vrindavan, he came to Gokul Vrindavan, the Vrindavan in the material world, which manifests here. And then he would go back and he was going back and forth. And Sanatana Goswami says, sometimes he could tell the difference. And other times he couldn't. There's really no difference. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Krishna Sanhita, we were just reading this, he says that Krishna's pastimes manifest in the hearts of the devotees. And in one heart, Krishna is taking his birth. In another heart, Krishna is killing Putana. In another heart, Krishna is subduing Kaliya. Krishna is performing all these different pastimes. And when we come together and we hear and chant together, then these pastimes manifest. And in this way, we enter into Vrindavan, which is the topic of our discussion today. And I have to stop there because 15 minutes from now, we're supposed to have another katha. So if anybody has any questions or comments or anything, you can come to me after the next session because I have to go away for a few minutes right now. So thank you all very much. Shishi Radha Gopi Vallabha Juke Shiva Prabhupada Ki Gopi Premanandi Mansa Papa Gadi Vishcha Kripa Sindhu Bhiyaya Vichcha Kripa Nam Pavana Vaishnavi.
What happened to that magazine? Yeah.